Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions, I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, and garden author. And we have a great week coming up for you with the weather. This is the perfect time of the year. Thank goodness we got some rain yesterday. We really needed it. We're going to get some rain a little bit up in the Jacksonville area. South Florida, you're going to get a lot of rain today. And then we're going to go back to our 80-degree temperatures and dry.
Shut your mouth.
It was just so good with the cooler temperatures, wasn't it?
Now I was loving it.
We're about 5 degrees over normal what we should be. We should be more in the high 70s, very low 80s. But Thursday, we had in Winter Park over 5 inches of rain and close to 6 inches of rain for the 24-hour period.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think that there was that much.
It was quite a bit. We got about 4 inches where I live in Orlando. But Jim up in Newberry, they didn't get very much, or they didn't get any at all. And then also Tom McCubbin, he got about 1.25 inches. So, you know, it's kind of funny how we get different amounts of rain throughout the day. But one of the best tools you can have if you're a gardener is to have a rain gauge. Because, you know, it can rain on one side of the street and you're thinking, oh, good, it's raining at the house. And then you get home and it rained on that side of the street, but it didn't rain on yours. So we're going to have a fun show today. Got some lots of good information coming to you. But Lizzie, I just want to know, how do you celebrate Halloween?
Well, it's all of our birthdays it's two of our birthdays for the month of October. So we usually end up spending Halloween-ish, weekend-ish, celebrating all of our birthdays. So
it's Tony's birthday. He's a Halloween baby.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Happy birthday.
Yes. And so, you know, it starts off our holiday season. Halloween does, because we start off with our birthdays, and, you know, my birthday's next month, and then Thanksgiving comes up, and then all the Christmas parties and holidays and New Year's. So this, you know, this is a wonderful time for us. We just love to get into the party mood.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, this we love fall.
It is. It's just straight. And speaking of fall, on November 6th, we are going to switch to daylight savings time. And we're going to fall back an hour. I don't like it. I don't want to miss an hour.
Me either.
And so I'll have to make up 2 or 3 hours just to make it up. But it's also the time of the year that for most of the counties in the state of Florida, most of the cities, you go back to once a week watering. Right now, we're allowed twice a week watering, and we really needed to use supplemental irrigation over the last few months. We haven't gotten a lot of rain, but except for Hurricane Ian, we got a lot of rain then. But we're going to go to once a week watering. And so when we switch back the clocks to 1 hour, we fall back 1 hour, we change our batteries in our fire alarms.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn our irrigation systems to once a week watering.
There you go.
And that's a good thing. You're going to save money on your water bill. It's going to get cooler. The plants don't need, your landscape doesn't need that much water. And if your landscape's established, you can get by with once a week watering all year long. Oh, okay. And so I'm Teresa Watkins. And you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can hear us every morning or every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here. If you missed the show, you can also hear us on iHeart and also Spotify, iTunes, and also on our website, betterlawns.com.
That's right. And you can also download the free iHeart Radio app, and you can search the Better Lawns and Gardens there and listen to it.
I know. I had someone ask me this week, a client asked me if I was a gator. And I said, yes, I am. And he was sorry to hear that. So he hadn't hired me yet. And he goes, oh, so you're a gator. And I said, so I assume you're a Seminole fan. And he goes, yes. I go, oh, my fee just went up.
That's good stuff.
So you come at me for being a gator, your fees go up. There you go. I want to say hi to the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs. I'm a member of the Orlando Winter Park Garden Club. And the board members attended the October meeting, which was hosted beautifully by the Claremont Garden Club. They have a plant sale on November 5th. Okay, so that will be next week. They have a plant sale. These are all plants that are grown by the members of the club, and it is a fundraiser for them. It will be at 849 West Avenue in Clearmont, Florida, or you can go to their Facebook page and find out all about it. And that's My Clearmont Garden Club, and that's Facebook. And so that's going to be 9 to 2 on November 5th. So it's going to be fun. They have a lot of beautiful plants. They've raised themselves. So it'll be a good opportunity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I'd like to welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, Carolyn, Ben, Lana, Sheila, William, Crystal, and everyone who shared our Facebook page. Thank you so much. It was a great, it was great to see you come on board. And if you'd like to go to our Facebook page and you can give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. And you can also like the page. That would be great. Also, too, the irrigation I was mentioning, we got a lot of rain in Winter Park yesterday. It came down in a downpour. But as we are going into the cooler temperatures, no, you do not need to irrigate. And so now I'm talking about established landscapes. I'm not talking about if you have, you know, planted a new sod, or if, because this is a great time of the year to lay down sod, or even plant plugs. And then, yes. And also to, you know, seed for Bahia, it's about over. If you haven't done it yet, you're not going to, it's not a good time to do the seed yet. On today's show, we're getting into Halloween spirit with plants that go bump in the night, creeping out your garden, hiding in the dark shadows. You better look out for these plants that can grow without any fear. So I will be talking with Jamie Daugherty, Lake County's Extension's Florida-friendly landscaping and master gardener agent. She's the residential horticultural agent, and she's going to be talking about not-so-scary plants that are really cool. If you have a question, I'd love you to call in and ask for everyone who is listening. They may have the same question, no matter where you are in the state. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. And if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hey, Florida, we know you love getting out on the water. But do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Beko's new line of dishwashers feature Corner Intense, the first sprayer that cleans all the way to the corners. Beko achieves this performance using 50% less water and 25% less energy than U.S. standards for dishwashers, which is why when you choose Beko, you not only get cleaner dishes, but you're making the planet cleaner too. Save energy and money with gift card rebates up to $200 on eligible models until December 31st. Visit Beko.com for more details. That's Beko.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad that you're here with Lizzie and I. You can text us at 23680. Let us know you're out there and what morning drink you're drinking.
That's right.
I have tea. And let's see, what do you drink?
Coffee. I've been wanting to be like you when I grow up here lately. So I've been doing tea those last 3 weeks and it's really good. But today I am getting coffee. I'm going to go back to the old school.
There you go. Well, we have a wonderful, exciting guest for you this morning, Dr. Jamie Lynn Daugherty. She has her PhD in environmental horticulture. She has had an interesting path that's led her to where she is today. She completed an undergraduate degree at Florida Southern College in environmental biology. She then moved to New Zealand to complete a postgraduate diploma in ecology, and she's got a master's of forestry science. So she is a certified arborist with the ISA, and she's worked for the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation. So she is now in Florida, and she is currently the residential horticulture agent and master gardener agent for the University of Florida, IFAS, which is the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Lake County Extension Office. And you can see a Halloween-costumed Jamie Daugherty in a cemetery on our Facebook page right now. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for joining us today. So your summer has been, I know, probably pretty busy with all the storms and all the people getting interested in gardening. So what did you do this summer?
So this summer has been really busy. We had lots of different educational classes. I actually offered a Zoom class as a trial for the Science of How Plants Work, which is basically a super simplified botany online class that went really well. It was a busy conference season, going to different conferences, doing presentations, and I'm now wrapping up the Lake County Master Gardener volunteer training.
Oh, that's wonderful. We love our Master Gardeners, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. If you're in a county and you would like to learn more about gardening, contact your local extension office. And so celebrating Halloween is always one of my favorite traditions. Tony is a Halloween baby. How do you celebrate Halloween in the Discovery Gardens or in your home?
Well, we don't do anything in Discovery Gardens specific for Halloween. We have we keep looking into things that we can do at the moment. There's nothing specific, but personally, my friends and I love Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party every year. We always pick a theme, and this year our group theme was Moana, and I was Tafiti. Oh, so that's always a fun time.
I just love that. Your costumes are just amazing. So I thought I would talk to you today about not so scary plants that are important to Florida, but they have the Halloween theme. So in Florida, dry sandy soils or in pots, we can grow an enchanting gray succulent plant called a ghost plant. Very easy. Tell us about it.
So the ghost plant, that succulent is amazing. So we're lucky in Florida. We can grow so many things, and succulents are a plant that sometimes I think we just don't grow enough of, or we don't think about. They're relatively easy to grow. They don't need a ton of water. In fact, they like it more if you forget about them. Now, one thing in general about all succulents is, while normally they're full sun, they don't always like full sun in summer in Florida because it gets a little too intense. So with any succulent, if the leaves start turning purple, it's time to move them a bit more into the shade, unless they started purple. But for the ghost plant, you want them to have kind of a gray-white kind of coloration to them. And they're wonderful because if you plant them in the ground, they can be a wonderful ground cover, or you can have them cascading over the pot in your landscape. And they're super easy to grow from just the leaves, just taking a little bit of a leaf that breaks off, put it in a pot, and you can get another plant.
That is so easy. And, you know, sometimes walking through box stores or through nurseries, I sometimes see a leaf on the ground. I always pick it up and plant them. So I just love those. And they're really easy to put in bird baths, too, or water fountains that you're no longer using. So succulents are great for Florida. So Florida,
yes, you can get very creative.
Very, very creative. Florida has one of the most beautiful and rarest plants in the world. And it's the native ghost orchid. So why should we be scared for ghost orchids?
Well, the thing is, with ghost orchids and really with any other endangered plant, they don't get as much kind of press as animals because they're harder to find and people aren't necessarily as good at identifying them, so they don't always notice them. So ghost orchids naturally grow in trees, so their roots kind of grab onto bark and hold onto them in the tree. They don't hurt the tree. They just kind of hang out there. But they're such beautiful plants. They have several things that are going kind of against them, right? People will collect them in the wild. They say, this is a gorgeous plant. I want to take it home with me. So they take it home. And a lot of times when people do that, especially with wild orchids, they end up dying because orchids are really picky with where they like to live. And speaking of being picky, the loss of habitat, because they're mostly found in South Florida, and then just, climactic changes are really the biggest threat. Now, something a little bit exciting about it is that back in 2016, UF researchers were successful at growing these plants from seed and had a had a pretty high survival rate when re-released into the wild. But with the reduction of habitat, we still have this issue of maybe, yes, we can grow them, but if we can't get them back into the wild because there's no place to put them, we can still lose them.
So I'm kind of excited that you're saying that we could possibly in the future be able to buy them from, you know, reputable nurseries and growers.
Well, I didn't see anything about getting ready to grow them for sale yet, but I did see that they were trying to grow them for re-release into the wild, because at the moment, it's estimated that there's only about 1,500 plants left in the wild as of 2022. And that's a little sad because in 2016, the estimate was 2,000. So most of the time when you have populations, you're trying to increase them. And this one's definitely decreasing.
How sad. Well, another Halloween favorite, decoration is a witch's broom. And you can have a witch's broom on your front porch to greet, you know, trick-or-treaters, or you can have it in the garden. But we also find them occurring naturally in our landscapes, in our Florida forest, and in our yards. So what is witch's broom?
So witch's brooms are great decorations, but when you have a witch's broom on any woody plant, it's not always a good thing. So witch's broom is a phenomenon that can occur on any woody plant, and it's basically characterized by having an area of growth that is really, really compact and dense. It's like this huge cluster of like twigs and foliage that's really dense that looks very different than the natural kind of growth pattern of that particular plant. Now, it can be caused by a lot of different things. It can be triggered by mites, viruses, fungus, insects, nematodes, and it could even be genetic in the plant. And the reason it was called witch's broom is because, you know, people would notice it up in the tree and think, you know, that looked like what maybe a witch would cut off and then fly on it whenever, you know, the Halloween season came along.
That's great. I love that. So, but can witch's brooms be prevented in shrubs and trees, or are you just, you have to have it?
Well, it can't really necessarily be prevented, especially since sometimes it's genetic. But if you do get it, the best thing to do is you can just prune it out. If you know, it doesn't really hurt anything, but you can prune it out. But anytime you're pruning something that could be caused by a disease, you definitely want to sterilize your tools both before and after, so that one, you don't accidentally introduce new diseases, and two, you don't want to spread a potential disease to your other plants. So a 50-50 solution of water and 70% isopropyl alcohol is good, and that is just rubbing alcohol.
That's great. So speaking of scary pests, homeowners can find Halloween-appropriate insects on their palms and grapes. What is it?
So these are skeletonizers, and basically this is a specific caterpillar stage for a moth, and caterpillars in general are really great at skeletonizing leaves.
So can homeowners prevent it? Does it damage the plant?
So in your palms and grapes, and really anytime caterpillars become a pest, because there are several pest caterpillars that you can get, even on things like your cucumbers this time of year. So if you have caterpillar pests, the best thing to do is to make sure you're scouting to see if you see eggs, if you see the larva crawling around so that you can treat, because you don't want to treat unless you actually see the pest. And you can buy a product that contains an active ingredient called BT, which is short for Bacillus thuringiensis, which is a long name, but it's basically a bacteria that you get. And when the caterpillars eat it, it causes their death, and then you don't have that problem. But when you do that, you still do need to look for eggs, because otherwise you'll just keep getting more.
Yeah, you have to scout the garden and get out there often and look at it. So you're an International Society of Arborists certified arborist. Quite an achievement. And have you ever encountered a zombie tree?
You know, before you sent me the questions, I had never heard it called zombie tree before. So that was really fascinating. I have seen them in my life, but I just never refer to them as zombie trees. I was always taught that a tree has basically two parts. You have the biological tree, which is the living part of the tree that's on the outside, and then you have the mechanical part of the tree that's this on the inside that's mostly there for structural support over time. And what a zombie tree is a tree where the biological tree is living, it's growing, it looks wonderful, but that mechanical tree in the inside that's there for support could be dead or, you know, completely rotted out. So the problem is some trees can't handle that. So like if you had a laurel oak that was completely rotted out, it's got a much higher chance of, you know, collapsing
right,
over time.
Right.
But if you have a sycamore, the sycamores aren't nearly as susceptible to falling over if that portion's dead. So it's really important, especially if you have larger trees, to call your local ISA certified arborist and have them come out about every 2 years to check it, just to make sure you don't have any hollowing out or anything going on, so you can take care of it before it becomes an issue and keep your tree as long as possible.
Great advice. We're wrapping up here, Jamie. So Jana Milbacher has a wonderful book called The Garden Tourist Florida, A Guide to 80 Tropical Gardens in the Sunshine State. And she has listed the Discovery Gardens as one of the gardens you must see. So tell people a little bit about the Discovery Gardens real quickly and where they can find it.
Sure. So our Discovery Gardens are located at 1951 Woodley Road in Tavares, Florida, and it's a 3.5-acre botanical garden that has approximately 27 different themed gardens where you can get ideas for your home landscape. And we also, so we're open Monday to Friday, 8 to 4, and the third Saturday of every month also from 8 to 4. Now, that third Saturday is also a day that you can register for classes that we have in our auditorium at the main building, and then you can go over to the gardens. And we have some exciting things coming as far as new tours, too.
Wonderful, Jamie. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it. Have a happy Halloween. We're going to be right back.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Thank you, Jamie. Let's take a break right now. It's a perfect time to get on the text board with 23680. You can call 1-888-455-2967. And I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624.
800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. We're celebrating Halloween today, so if you've got something going on in your garden that you're scared about, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We have Mike from Venice on the line. Good morning, Mike. Happy Halloween.
Hey, same to you, Teresa. Hurricane Ian took out a 7-foot by 7-foot Jatropha that I had, just uprooted it. So 2 weeks ago, I put in a 7-gallon and enriched the soil, planted it in, mucked it in. However, over the past week or so, I've been getting yellow leaves, and they're just dropping.
Yeah.
And I started out by watering every day, then I went to every other day. And I'm really not sure what's happening. I'm also almost at a point where I think I'm going to maybe dig it up and check to make sure I don't have any air pockets. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. My concern is that you said you mucked it in. What do you mean by mucked it in?
Well, it's usually when I plant something and I throw the dirt in. I'll take a hose and give it a real good soaking around the ring just to make sure the dirt fills in down at the bottom of the plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so that sounds like you really shouldn't have any air pockets. I'm just thinking that the plant is just really stressed, and a lot of it could be the wind damage that it's still recovering from. We can see hurricane damage months later and years later on trees and months later on shrubs from a storm. So how long has it been in the ground?
No, it's only been 10 days,
yeah.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, give it and a little time to recover.
It's a 7-gallon. It's not the one that was blown over.
Oh, it's not. It's just a new one.
Oh, yeah, it's a brand new one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Okay, so it's a brand new one.
Yep.
I would then ease up on the watering and, maybe in a couple of weeks give it some fertilizer. But I think it's just the stress of, being planted. Some of the roots may have gotten a little damaged when you planted it in. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. Yeah. It'll recover.
Sounds good. By the way, when you started your show today, I thought I had a best of because you were talking about rain you were getting. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. There's been no rain. We had, since Hurricane Ian, we've only had, I'm going to say, one rain event of maybe an inch, and that's been a month.
But, I know. It's been really dry.
I'm a little envious down here.
Yeah, it's been really dry, but we had over 5 inches in the Central Florida area, Winter Park, Orlando area.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We'll send it on down to you.
I love your show, Teresa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Have a happy Halloween. And so that's great. Mike's a longtime listener of Better Lawns and Gardens, and so he really suffered, their community in Venice during Hurricane Ian. So I'm glad he's planting again and getting back into the normal routine.
Yes.
And so, for goth gardens, have you ever heard of a goth garden,
mm-mm.
Lizzie?
No, I was very intrigued whenever you were mentioning it. So,
goth gardens, there are people who love the dark and the gothic, aspects of being scared, witches and supernatural and all kinds of great, great stories, gothic stories and kind of scary things. And they like to dress up with, a lot of black.
Right.
And, I look good in black. So we Tony and I both, we love goth gardens. But, whether you're into scary gardens or a witch's medicinal herb garden that has cures and curses or awesome black plants, which I love because we don't really see the color black often in the landscape. Goth gardens are a great way to celebrate the Halloween or to get into the spirit. And what I like to do is any plants that have died over the year, I take them and they're all, because they're dead, I just put them in one of the corners of the garden where you can't see them. And then I bring them out on Halloween and stick all the dead plants in my yard and, tombstones and stuff.
That's such a good idea.
It's a great way to recycle dead plants, And so, so it's really cool. But, we can... There's several things you can do. The black plants that you can find, there is an iris that is completely black. It's called Dracula's Kiss. And that is just beautiful. You can also, Little John Azaleas, Persian Shield, and then also Purple Pixie Laura Petalums look great. There's a lot of different ajugas, plants that like black scallop, and also Primo Black Pearl that you can put into the landscape. And then also, too, the coleuses have a lot of beautiful, so dark, they're burgundy, so deep burgundy, they look black. And that's called a black prince. And you can find that in seed. Then there's also violas that are black, and that's called the Black King. And you can get that at Baker Creek Seeds. And so, you know, you can be planting Gothic plants like that. The Black Diamond series of crepe myrtles mm-hmm. has deep, dark burgundy leaves that look black. And they are also, you know, very easy to find in the box stores and at the nurseries. So, Lizzie, do you know what goth corn, black goth corn, is called?
No.
Corn on the macabre.
Is that real or are you being?
There is black corn. The corn on the macabre is my humor. And so that's funny. Now,
it is funny.
So Home Garden and Homestead are good friends. Randy Schultz, that he comes on and he will be on soon for, you know, different gifts for the gardeners coming up for Christmas. But he has the goth article I wrote on how to create a goth garden. And you can go to homegardenandhomestead.com and you can just Google how to create a goth garden and you will see all of my tips, all of the plants that you can use, all my designer accoutrements that you could add to it. And you can read the article for that. So if you don't, if you can plant it any time of the year, but if you want to get it started for next year, you can do that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How far out do you suggest that they start planting this goth garden?
Well, it just depends on, you know, how much space they have. If they want to do the whole yard, that's going to take a little bit more time and planning. If they just want to add garden accoutrements and a little bit of, you know, annuals or perennials like the pansies, the Black King pansies, violas, then you can, you know, do it right on, you know, right in September, October and get your garden ready. And so we are celebrating Halloween today. We'd love to get your phone call. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake, slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-925-1522.
That's right. Annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-925-1522. That's 800-925-1522.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for listening. And if you would like to send us a text message, you can send us a perfect text message. That's going to be your first name and the city and your gardening question. And you can text that to 23680. And we would love to hear from you. Also, too, if you'd like to call, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Let's go to Phil in Apopka. Good morning, Phil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Yeah, I have a problem with my plum tree.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the correct name of what's growing on it, but it acts like moss.
Okay. And is your plum tree, how old is it?
About 8 to 9 years old.
Okay. And is it in full sun or shade?
Full.
It's in full sun. Do you have any oak trees nearby?
No.
No. Okay. And are you getting flowers, and is there a lot of leaves on it?
Well, yeah, it flowers and makes fruit pretty good, you know, in spring. And
Okay. Well, those are lichens and or even some kinds of tillandsia. I don't know which one you have, but there's small little tillandsias and then also lichens that attach themselves to the trunk. These are spores that are airborne carried. So there are possibly some more in the area around, and they've just attached to the tree. But it could be a sign of decomposition and a lot of nutrients in the air around it. So does your plum tree look healthy?
Yes, it does, other than that, you know.
Okay, well, other than that, if it looks healthy and you don't have any rotting going on and the trunk and the base of the tree look good, you're
mm-hmm.
getting leaves, and right now it's probably starting to lose its leaves. But
yes.
If it's looking good, I would not worry about it. It doesn't hurt the tree at all.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So it doesn't hurt the tree at all. If you want to, if it's attached to the tree itself, if it's the little tillandsias, the little air plants that you can see that you can buy in the stores and stuff, you can pull those off. But if it's the real tiny ones and also the ones that are attached to the bark, I would just leave it and just keep an eye on it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. What would kill it if you needed to kill it? Would copper fungicide do it?
Copper fungicide will do it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Phil. Thank you. I kind of like lichens myself, you know, so I don't necessarily think they're wrong. But, you know, if your tree is starting to rot and you can even... You may not even notice it. It could be from the inside out. There's a lot of nutrients in the air, and it will, it'll attract them, and they'll thrive. But they don't harm the tree. There's something else going on there. Let's go to Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. How can I?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Teresa. Happy fall.
Thank you so much.
Well, I was calling to let everyone know about our upcoming Fall Fest and plant sale at Mead Botanical Garden in Winter Park.
Oh, wonderful.
We are so excited. We have definitely rebounded, and we have 28 exhibitors and plant vendors and artisans coming out to the garden this Friday and Saturday afternoon. Friday afternoon from 2 to 6, and then Saturday morning we get started at 8 a.m. and it'll run all day till 4, and we, along with all the great plant vendors and artisans, kids' activities, food trucks, beer garden. It's going to be a great day at Mead Botanical Garden. We'd love to have everyone out.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Now, is there a charge to come to it?
Well, thank you for asking. It is 100% free, no admission, no parking cost, and we are going to run rain or shine. So it's open to everyone, and we hope everyone will come out and see us. We did get a bit windblown in the hurricane, but things are looking up, and we'd just love to have everyone come out.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Cynthia. That is a great thing. So I love it. So you're having the Mead Gardens plant sale.
Right, absolutely. And it is located, as I know you know, on the south end of Denning Drive, which is only two blocks east of 1792, right on the border between Winter Park and Orlando. So it's super conveniently located right off of I-4, not too far, and I'm sure it'll be easy for people to find. But we also have the information on our website at meadgarden.org.
Sounds like a wonderful day for the family and lots of good plants to buy. So I'm so excited. Fall is bringing out all the plant sales. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Cynthia. We'll see you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I love that. And so we have so many different opportunities to get great plants. You know, in DeLand, you can go to Quality Green Specialist. He is right there at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. And that's Dana Venrick. He's the owner. And he has a lot of wonderful native plants, shrubs, and trees. For your landscape, and then all the other plant sales, you know, in Claremont at the Claremont Garden Club, they're going to be having a wonderful plant sale. Bromeliads, you know, ferns, ornamentals, lots of ginger, so it's going to be wonderful. And then now the Mead Gardens.
Right. I was excited whenever Cynthia called. I'm like, hey, girl.
I just love to go, plant shopping. I just can't get out of, you know, I see plants and I have to have them.
I feel you, because I feel like whenever I drive by one of those stores that sells them, I'm just like, okay, what can I buy? What could I potentially buy and either kill or hang up? I don't know, but I love plants.
I do too. And I stick the plants, you know, on the side of the house and where they can get the rain or the irrigation. And, you know, I come home with plants and I got to hide them because it's a plant addiction.
That's kind of me with crafts. Like, you should have seen me. Like, I think I dumped like $300 on craft stuff this last week. And I hid them from my husband, so don't tell Shrek.
We will not. Okay, you've got our word on it. So John and Kissimmee has a question: that is, Mexican bluebells have white marks like paint on most of the leaves, and it spreads fast. What do you think it could be? This seems to be the only issue I have ever had with these plants. Well, I'm not familiar with it, but it sounds like it's getting some kind of fungus issue, some kind of issue with the plant. So John, I would like to, if you could send me a photograph, that will help me identify it a little bit more. You can send me an email to teresa.watkins@live.com. That's Teresa without the H, Teresa.watkins, Watkins, live.com. Or you could send it to our webpage, which is betterlawns.com, and you can send it there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it'll be, I'd be interested in seeing it. I'll do some research and find it. Because I've never seen Mexican bluebells, Mexican petunia, the realias, that they get a disease issue. So that'll be interesting to me.
You know, I've had them probably for 20 years. And not once have I seen that. So that is strange.
Yeah, it is strange. And so I'm kind of wondering what it is and how much of it you have. If it's on, you know, it's, you said that it's on all of the leaves and it looks like paint. And I would have to say, is it close to a fence? You know, is it bird droppings? You know, or
even direct sunlight, it's still like, I know when the weather's changing because then I see my beautiful purple flowers every morning. And then whenever I get home from work, they're gone. And I'm like, oh. And then I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh, purple flowers. Yay.
They are. They do have the daily blooms on it. So what flowers can you be planting right now that are good for the fall weather? Well, African daisies, alyssum, which smell wonderful. You want to place them by a pathway or in a hanging basket next to a door or a window. They're just amazing. Angelonias, ageratums. Begonias do well all year round in Florida. Black-eyed Susans, blue days. Calendula does very well in the fall. We planted it in the fall and wintertime here in Florida. Candy tuff is another winter season annual that you can plant. Celosia. They look like little feathered paintbrushes. Chrysanthemums, of course, are very popular right now, and you can find them in all of the nurseries and at Quality Green Specialists. Cleomys and coleuses, cornflowers and cosmos, dianthus and dusty millers, heliotrope and hollyhocks, impatiens and lobelia. We're starting to get into those northern spring flowers that you can grow in Florida in the wintertime. So nicotianas, lobelias, pentas and petunias, salvias and snapdragons, sunflowers, sweet pea, verbena, and zinnias. And so you never need to miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the shows and the topics on our iHeartRadio app. Just do Google iHeart, or when you go to iHeart, you just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can see all the shows and the topics on audioboom.com. You can also sign up on audioboom.com, and it will let you know when there is a new uploading of the show. I upload the show every week to our Facebook page and also to audioboom.com. It's free of charge to download, and you can subscribe so you know when a new show is uploaded. And we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens for our second hour. We're going to go bat, what's the phrase?
Bat crazy?
Bat crazy, yes. You did it for me. Thank you. All right, we're going to be back with
keeping
more
it clean.
Fun. Keeping it clean with Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.